And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 7th of May, 2012. It's the birthday of Archibald MacLeish, born Glencoe, Illinois, 1892, famous for his poem Ars Poetica, A Poem Should Not Mean But Be. It's the 80th birthday of the poet Jenny Joseph, born Birmingham, England, 1932, author of the poem which won a BBC poll in 1996 for most popular post-war poem in the United Kingdom. It's a poem entitled Warning, which begins, "When I am an old woman, I shall wear purple with a red hat, which doesn't go and doesn't suit me." A poem which inspired the Red Hat Society, whose members dress in purple and wear red hats even if it doesn't suit them. It's the birthday of the novelist Peter Carey, born in the Bacchus Marsh, Victoria, Australia, 1943. He wrote four novels, all of them rejected, until his short story collection came out in 1974, The Fat Man in History, which won great critical acclaim. He won the Booker Prize twice with his novels Oscar and Lucinda, and again with True History of the Kelly Gang. His characters, some call them losers, he calls them battlers. He said, "A battler is someone who struggles forever and will never, ever really get anywhere. And in Australia, that's a really honorable position." His latest novel, The Chemistry of Tears, just came out this year. It's the birthday of the 18th century French feminist Olympe de Gouges, born in Montauban, France, 1748, who said, "If woman has the right to mount the scaffold, she must equally have the right to mount the rostrum." She was involved in the French Revolution. She supported it until she came to feel that the plight of women was ignored by the revolution. And she wrote a tract called Declaration of the Rights of Woman and the Female Citizen, which argued that if the sexes were treated as equal in nature, French society would be more stable. And for that, she was arrested for sedition and sent to the guillotine. Here's a poem for today by Lynn Sharon Schwartz entitled Repotting. The healthy plant outgrows its pot the way a healthy child outgrows its clothes. Don't let it suffer constriction. Spread the sports or business section of the New York Times on the dining room table. Find a clay pot big enough for fresh growth. In the bottom, place pebbles and shards from a broken pot for drainage. Add handfuls of moist black potting soil, digging your hands deep in the bag, rooting so the soil gets under your fingernails. Using a small spade or butter knife, ease the plant out of its old pot with extreme care so as not to disturb its wiry roots. The plant is naked, suspended from your hand like a newborn, roots and clinging soil exposed. Treat it gently. Settle it into the center of the new pot, adding soil on the sides for support. Who isn't shaky moving into a new home? Pack more soil around the plant, tapping it down until you almost reach the rim. Flounce the leaves as you would a skirt, then water. Place the pot back on the shelf in the sunlight. Gather the sport section around the spilled soil and discard. Watch your plant flourish. You have done a good and necessary deed. Repotting by Lynn Sharon Schwartz from See You in the Dark, published by Curbstone Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, now offering social campaigns, a new tool designed to help small businesses turn fans into customers. Learn more at constantcontact.com. And by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses manage their reputations online, because search results can be the new first impression. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.